Welcome to Tales from the Pictures We Saved, a weekly podcast produced and published by the team here at Scan My Photos. We've spent the past 26 years helping our customers preserve tens of millions of happy memories, milestones, achievements, and events, all of which have incredible stories behind each and every photo. And now we're eager to share these stories with you. In this week's episode, we'll uncover how a simple mistake resulted in a beautiful and touching moment in a customer's life. I'm your host, Janine Lucas. They say things happen for a reason. We get caught in traffic, lock our keys in our car, or forget something important at home. These circumstantial things are often what lead us to some of the more significant moments in our lives. Moments where we look back and wonder, did it all happen for this one reason? Were the crazy things that took us out of our normal routine? Were these the very things that needed to happen in order to bring us to these life-changing, pivotal moments? This is what we explore in the case of Scan My Photos customer, Melissa Mayberry. A few years ago, Melissa's mother was diagnosed as terminally ill. As soon as her mother received the diagnosis, she began to sort through all of her things to give her most valuable possessions to her children.
When my mother found out she was terminally ill, she started giving us stuff. And as the oldest, I was in charge of the family photos. After receiving the boxes, I looked through them briefly. Sometimes I wasn't even sure who the people were in the photos, but I knew I had to keep them safe for my mom. What if there was a fire or a flood? I had to do something, and the reality is, no one has the time to sit down and scan in thousands of photos.
Melissa found Scan My Photos online and purchased a prepaid photo scanning box. Having the company digitize her prints ensured that the pictures would be kept safe from the ravages of time.
You get more attached to material items when someone close to you passes away, photos in particular. So with my mom's pictures, I was concerned about getting them back safely once I shipped them out to scan my photos. It was very easy and very good across the board.
There was, however, one slight hiccup in Melissa's Scan My Photos experience. And it was arguably one of those serendipitous things that happens for a reason.
My mom died when I was 39. The following year, I turned 40. All I wanted for my birthday was to hear from her. I missed her so much. She was my person. We were very close and it was so hard to give her up. But I still wanted to communicate with her in some way for my 40th.
It was at this point Scan My Photos had to send Melissa's order back to her. When she initially packaged and shipped the photos to the company, she had forgotten to organize them by size. As she was going back through the photos and organizing them, a letter fell out. The letter was addressed to a 27-year-old Melissa, and it was from her mother.
I had never seen the letter before. It must have been in the box for the last 13 years waiting. It contained all the encouragement and loving words from my mom that I needed to hear. I got my birthday wish.
It was a message tucked away and kept safe from time, and it was delivered to Melissa right when she needed it the most. Not only did Melissa preserve the photos that were invaluable to her mother, but the experience strengthened the timeless and unbreakable bond between mother and daughter. Looking back, Melissa now views these photos in a whole new light.
You were never gonna say, I wish I didn't have that photo, or I wish I didn't upload this one. There's nothing more valuable than photos. Nothing.
This episode of Tales from the Pictures We Saved was produced and published by Scan My Photos, with music by bensound.com. Melissa Mayberry was voiced by actress and comedian Mandy Martino. As always, we'd like to give special thanks to our amazing customers for their patronage and support, and for sharing their incredible stories of life, love, and history. We could not do this without you. I'm Janine Lucas. We'll see you next time.